What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my sixth episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I was supposed to be streaming live on Ustream right now, but I just can't get it to work no matter how much troubleshooting I do. I can't for the life of me figure out why it's not showing up on the screen. So for now, I'm just on Penguin Radio, which is fine. I hope you all had a fun and safe Halloween weekend. I went bar hopping up in Petaluma with my boyfriend and my good friend Dizzy D and some of her friends. We had a great time. My boyfriend and I dressed up as party animals. So we wore animal ears and party hats, and I had a red feather boa, and he had Mardi Gras beads. We looked pretty cute. People's Halloween costumes this year really kind of blew me away. I saw so many creative ones. People were Drake from Hotline Bling. Saw a lot of people who were a pineapple and a strawberry, which I definitely saw on a BuzzFeed last minute Halloween costumes video. But you know, people looked cute. But the best one I saw this year by far was my friend DJ Keeks, who dressed up as Tupac and her boyfriend dressed up as Riff Raff. Oh my god, they looked absolutely hilarious. So good. Her boyfriend shaved the zigzag thing into his beard, and she had the do-rag and the hat, and she had drawn on a mustache, and she took this picture where she just had the look, the Tupac look, so down. It was so funny, so good. Good job, DJ Keeks. This past Thursday, I saw a band called Hot Chip live at the Fox Theater in Oakland. I don't know if you guys know them. They're like electropop, British band. A lot of people, there's like 5 or 6 people in the band. So it's like, it's kind of half electronic, half people on real instruments. So it makes for a really cool sound. I actually saw them at Outside Lands this past year, and they were amazing. But I only got to see about half of their set because we were going to see another artist. And my boyfriend is actually the one who introduced me to them, and he didn't get to see them at Outside Lands, so I saw they were going to be coming, and I got tickets, and we went. They're super good live, sound exactly like they do on the track, and the light show they had was literally the craziest light show I have ever seen in my entire life. And I go see EDM DJs and stuff, so that's saying something. It was absolutely insane. Strobe light, like, over half the time. I had to close my eyes at times because it was so crazy. Fox Theater is a really great venue. If you've never been there, I would highly suggest checking it out. It's mostly standing room, but they have an upper balcony where you can get actual seats. My boyfriend and I were down on the floor, though. And at the beginning of the show, we were literally probably 2 rows of people back from the band. We were so close to the stage. It was amazing. The venue is super cool. It's historic. I think it's been there since, I want to see, like 1929 or something. I got a Fox t-shirt and it says it on that, but that's a really long time. Super historic. And they have these 2 giant Buddha sculptures on either side of the stage with these glowing eyes, which is super random, but so cool. It makes for a really cool atmosphere. All around, we had a really great time. Oakland does get a little sketch at night, though, so I'm really happy we got back safe. We parked in a parking garage, so we were a little bit worried about getting back. Okay, it was pretty late, but we made it home, so yay! Anyway, I've got some super talented musicians lined up for you today. This show, you're going to hear covers of Adele's new song, Hello, Cat Power's Sea of Love, and Meghan Trainor and John Legend's Like I'm Gonna Lose You, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a guy named Leroy Sanchez. I actually just discovered him and this cover yesterday. I was watching a vlog by Jenna Marbles' boyfriend, Julian. I kind of follow them both pretty closely on YouTube. And in part of the vlog, he had a cover of Hello, Adele's new song, playing in the background, and it was really good. So I checked it out, and it was by a guy named Doug Panton. But when I scrolled down to the comments section, some people were talking about how they thought this other guy's cover was better than this cover. And so naturally I checked it out, and I thought he was better too. And so that's how I found this cover. If you actually search Hello cover, he's the first video that pops up. His YouTube handle is just his name, Leroy Sanchez, L-E-R-O-Y Sanchez. So I did some research on this guy, and I found out that he's actually from Victoria, Spain, which is in the Basque region of Spain, and he's an entirely self-taught musician. When he was 15 years old, he uploaded his first cover onto YouTube, and has since posted videos that have collected upwards of 42 million views, so that's pretty good. In 2010, Grammy Award-winning producer and songwriter Jim Johnson, he did Lollipop by Lil Wayne, Motivation by Kelly Rowland, Usher's There Goes My Baby, Sweet Dreams by Beyonce, and Whatever You Like by T.I., so some pretty huge hits there. This guy, Jim Johnson, he discovered Leroy's rendition of Craig David's Walking Away and invited Leroy to meet with him in Miami. So that's pretty amazing. He found him online. And then he signed Sanchez to his Rebel Rock label shortly after. So that's pretty amazing. Now he's based in Los Angeles, and he's been developing the foundation for his debut album. So he doesn't have his album out yet, but he released his debut single earlier this year called By My Side, which is available on iTunes right now. He has over 100 covers posted on YouTube, which is a pretty decent amount. His cover of the new Adele song, Hello, is extremely popular, and it's definitely my favorite cover that he's posted from the videos that I explored last night. This video now has over 3 million views, and it was only posted last week, so that's pretty cool. He definitely has a large following on YouTube and social media. I talked briefly about this song last week when Adele released it. But since then, the track has gone on to break pretty much every digital music record. According to Nielsen Music, which is an organization that tracks music sales, 1.11 million people have bought this song, bought, not streamed, bought the song, making it the fastest selling digital music record of all time. And that's 1.11 million people in the first week. Coming in second behind this song, Hello, is Right Round by Flo Rida. But Hello completely demolished that song, nearly doubling Flo Rida's first week digital sales. The song also killed it on streaming services, racking up 20.4 million streams in the first week. The previous record setter for most streams in a week was Justin Bieber's What Do You Mean? He released that pretty recently. That managed just 10.1 million streams during the first week. So she pretty much doubled the amount of streams in the first week, which is pretty amazing. About half of Adele's streams have come solely from the song's official video on her Vivo channel on YouTube. You've all seen the sepia-toned video I'm talking about. That video has over 200 million views on it alone, and it was just released last week. She is doing amazing things. And the album on which the song is featured, 25, isn't even released yet. It drops November 20th, so get ready. That's in about 2 weeks, I think. I'm so happy that Adele is having a resurgence. She is an amazingly talented singer, and it's about time that she came back into the limelight. I was just talking about when is she going to release new music, and then she does it. She knows exactly what to do. I know her new album is going to be absolutely amazing. It'll probably break even more records than Hello did. I really like what Leroy Sanchez did with this song, though. He didn't change much up, but it's really interesting to hear it coming from a male voice, considering we've heard it a million times now, just from Adele's voice. It's really cool to hear a male perspective. But, you know, I'm not really sure what kind of artist he is. I haven't really listened to enough of his work to really know that at this point, but I can definitely hear some R&B in his voice in this song, and he definitely is, you know, a pop R&B kind of guy. But I think he's really good and really talented. So see what you think. Here is Leroy Sanchez's cover of Hello by Adele on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming now about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Everything that I've done, but when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. Clearly, doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Everything that I've done, but when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live on Penguin Radio. That was just Leroy Sanchez's cover of Adele's new song, Hello. His voice is so clear, and he has a really nice vibrato and a totally effortless falsetto. You would never be able to tell that he's Spanish from Spain. I think that he's really amazing. I heard the cover and I just thought to myself, wow, I got to feature this guy on the show. You know, when I first heard this song, I instantly knew that it would become a popular cover. I feel like some songs you just know, like Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley, so popular, Landslide, Fleetwood Mac, Take Me to Church. These are all songs that have been covered thousands of times. Thousands. There have been an infinite amount of YouTube videos of people covering these songs. And when I heard this new Adele song, I remember thinking, oh my God, so many people are going to cover this song. It's so amazing, but so many people are going to cover it. I just didn't think it would happen so fast. This song's been out for probably a week, maybe 2 weeks, and there's already a bunch of covers up on YouTube. It's so crazy. But I love it. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed Leroy's cover. Once again, his YouTube handle is just his name, Leroy Sanchez, E-L-E-R-O-Y, Leroy Sanchez. And like all of these musicians, he's also on Facebook. So go check him out. He has some great stuff up on his channel. Okay, I think we're going to move on to our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a girl named Josie. She's a singer-songwriter from Sydney, Australia. And to be completely honest, I can't find out much else about her. It says on her YouTube About section that she plays the guitar, piano, cello, double bass, ukulele, harp, and the mandolin, which is a pretty frickin' impressive list. I don't know anybody who can play all of those things. I have no idea how old she is. She has a Facebook page under the name Josie Ann, but there's basically no info on it, so I don't know what to tell you. Her YouTube handle is Josie Hello, and that's Josie spelled J-O-S-I. Josie Hello. I'm really hoping that I can't find any info about her because she's too busy recording albums or something, because I think she's really good. She doesn't have very many videos up on her YouTube, but she does have some originals up there, which is pretty cool. She did say in her YouTube about page that she is a songwriter and really enjoys songwriting, so it's really cool to see that she has some originals posted. The song that I'm going to be playing you guys today is Josie's cover of Sea of Love by Cat Power. I personally am absolutely in love with this song. I know it because it was featured in the movie Juno, you know, the one about the high school girl who gets pregnant. But I had no idea it was actually an old song. I had no idea. It was written in 1959, that was so long ago, by Phil Phillips and George Corey. Phillips' 1959 recording of it peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart and number two on the Billboard Hot 100. I had absolutely no idea. I thought it was Cat Power's song. The song has actually been covered by a number of other artists. The Honey Drippers, who I guess made the song pretty popular back in 1985. Del Shannon, and Tom Waits. I know the song from Cat Power, though. Her version is gentle, and it's kind of a bit haunting. Her voice sounds so vulnerable, and it's a great song. I really love it. She actually featured it on her cover album in 2000, and it was used later in Juno in 2007. Cat Power is a really interesting artist. I'm personally not too familiar with her work, but I was reading online that critics have noted the very apparent and constant evolution of her sound, with a mix of punk, folk, and blues on her earlier albums, and elements of soul and other genres in her later material. I know she started as a lead singer of a kind of rock and roll band, so that's where the punk comes in. But I think nowadays she is a little bit more laid back, definitely a lot more soulful than her earlier work. I think that Josie really sounds similar to Cat Power in her version of this song, but she still made it sound unique. So, without further ado, here is Josie's version of Sea of Love by Cat Power. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Josie's cover of Sea of Love by Cat Power. Josie's voice is so sweet and interesting, kind of innocent sounding. I really love it. I really hope this girl keeps singing and posting covers on YouTube, because I think she's incredibly talented. The things that she was doing with this song were really different, but still really were very reminiscent of the original version. I hope you guys enjoyed that cover as much as I did. Make sure to go check out her YouTube channel. Her YouTube handle is Josie Hello, and that's Josie spelled J-O-S-I. Okay, right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. Don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments of my show, I played some awesome covers of Adele's new song, Hello, and Cat Power's Sea of Love. If you're just tuning in now and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play on the show today is a guy named Joseph Vincent. He's a 22-year-old acoustic singer-songwriter from Los Angeles. His YouTube handle is kind of weird. It's Oura Gen Car. Oura Gen Car. I don't know what that means. But if you just search Joseph Vincent, you should be able to find him pretty easily. And that's Joseph with a PH at the end. So this guy started playing the guitar at the age of 15 and began writing and composing his own original songs at the age of 16, which is pretty impressive. He's played at large LA venues, including the House of Blues, the Knitting Factory, El Rey Theater, the Roxy Theater, and the Troubadour, and also plays at smaller, more intimate venues and local coffee shops around LA. Proud of his Filipino heritage, Joseph performed at the 17th Annual Festival of Philippine Arts and Culture back in August 2008, playing music for thousands of years in attendance. In the summer of 2009, Joseph traveled to the Philippines and played his first show overseas. And a few years ago, he also entered the Kababayan Superstar, which is a contest produced by Southern California's local Filipino news station, Kababayan LA 18. And he won the contest, which is pretty cool. He had great exposure with that. In April 2010, Joseph was featured in a video on the Ellen DeGeneres show for her Wonderful Web of Wonderment segment, where he was performing an acoustic cover of Replay by Iyaz. And then just weeks later, he was invited back on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and this time as a featured performer, performing Mike Posner's single Cooler Than Me. His personal website, which is josephvincentmusic.com, says that he's currently writing new songs, playing gigs, and recording his self-written debut studio album. He also has a single called All I Wanted out on iTunes, his debut single. The song that I'm going to play for you today is Joseph Vincent's cover of Like I'm Gonna Lose You by Meghan Trainor and John Legend. He does this song with fellow YouTuber Clara C. She's also from Los Angeles and has her own YouTube channel under just her name, Clara, in all caps. But you can find her by just typing in Clara C into YouTube. Her Facebook page describes her as a pop, folk, rock singer. But I think in this cover she does with Joseph Vincent, she sounds a little bit jazzy. She has a very jazzy tone to her voice, in this song at least. Like I said before, the song they're going to be covering is Like I'm Gonna Lose You by Meghan Trainor and John Legend. I love this song. It was released a few months ago, but I'm just now starting to hear it being played on Bay Area radio stations. I just heard it the other day, and I was like, oh yeah, that song. Why haven't I heard it anymore? I had heard it before because she had played it on an awards show. This track comes off Meghan Trainor's fourth studio album, Tidal. And the single topped the Australian singles charts for four consecutive weeks and reached number one in New Zealand. Although it peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 here in the US, becoming Trainor's fourth consecutive top 20 hit. Meghan Trainor has promoted this song in a number of appearances, like I just said. She performed it at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards and on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Like many of Meghan Trainor's songs, this track has kind of a retro feel to it, which I personally love. John Legend is also featured on the song, one of my favorites. I love John Legend so much. Ordinary People is my jam. And I also really like Meghan Trainor. I think that's important to mention because I don't understand why she gets so much hate. People hated on her for All About That Bass because it apparently was skinny shaming or whatever people were saying. But I think that was totally unwarranted. I think she is a super talented vocalist, and I personally love how often she has a retro sound and retro music videos. I love that so much. I love Motown and oldies music, so it's really cool to hear her bringing it back. It's really different, really unique, and she's making that retro sound really relevant again. I really, really love Joseph Vincent and Clara C's cover of this song. I actually found it just last night, and I thought they sounded it sounded really nice. The cover is, I think it's really great. They kind of make it into more of a jazzy song, but they still keep that retro feel. So here is Joseph Vincent and Clara C's cover of Like I'm Gonna Lose You by Meghan Trainor and John Legend. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second you disappeared and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized, no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. Said I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted, 'cause we'll never know when we'll run out of time. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. Said I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you.
In the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, baby, any chance that I get. I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regret. Let's take our time, say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone. Promise tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you, and I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted, 'cause we'll never know when we run out of time. So I'm gonna like I'm gonna lose you, and I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted, 'cause we'll never know when we'll run out of time.
So I'm gonna love you, love you, like I'm gonna lose you and lose you.
Like I'm gonna lose you.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Joseph Vincent and Clara C's cover of Like I'm Gonna Lose You by Meghan Trainor and John Legend. Don't they sound amazing together? I feel like their voices pair really nicely together. The second I heard it when they were doing the harmonies together, I just knew I had to include it on the show. The sound in this cover is super good too, so I feel like you can hear them both really well, and that really helps add to the quality of the song. I really love how Clara C starts this cover. She makes it sound kind of sexy, and like I said before, I feel like it sounds kind of jazzy. And I really love the tone of Joseph's voice. I think he is really good. The sound is so rich and nice. It's like I could listen to him forever. I think they did an amazing job of stripping the song down and making it their own and making it sound unique. I really hope you guys enjoyed that cover as much as I did. So go check out their YouTube channels, Joseph Vincent, and that's Joseph with a PH, and Clara C. Okay, guys, now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you missed the first few segments of my show and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu. under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. And this week, I'm going to be playing you a cover by the infinitely talented Amy Winehouse. I don't think anybody can deny how good Amy Winehouse was. The BBC has called her, quote, the preeminent vocal talent of her generation, and I have to agree with that. She was an amazing singer. Her 2003 debut album, called Frank, was a critical success in the UK and was nominated for the Mercury Prize. Her next album, Back to Black, led to 5 2008 Grammy Awards. Five, that's amazing. Tying the then record for the most wins by a female artist in a single night. It also made her the first British female to ever win 5 Grammys, including 3 of the General Field Big Four Awards, which are Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. Amy Winehouse won the 2007 Brit Award for Best British Female Artist, having also been nominated for Best British Album with Back to Black. Unfortunately, Amy Winehouse's time was cut short when she died of alcohol poisoning in July 2011, and she was only 27 years old. Such a tragedy. She was such an amazing artist. I can't even imagine what she could have done if she would have still been making music to this day. Her album, Back to Black, posthumously became, for a time, the UK's best-selling album of the 21st century. And that's posthumously, so that's pretty cool. In 2012, she was ranked 26th on VH1's 100 Greatest Women in Music. Completely deserved. Today, I will be playing for you Amy Winehouse's cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. This song was ranked among Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and it's notable for being the first song by an all-female group to reach number one in the United States. That's a pretty big deal. I personally love this song. It's been recorded by so many different artists throughout the years. Amy Winehouse actually recorded it for the 2004 film Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason. I didn't know that. I just learned that today. She slowed down the tempo and she used a jazz arrangement, so really changed the song up. And I think it sounds great. Her soulful tone really makes the emotion in the song come out. So here it is, Amy Winehouse's cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. Now, I know the quality is kind of poor on this song and there's some static in the beginning, but it gets better as the song goes on, so don't worry. Remember, you're listening to it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure or just
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Amy Winehouse's cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. Amy Winehouse was a queen. She slayed everything she sang. Her tone and her voice is so recognizable and unique. I would say that she is definitely one of the best soul singers of all time. If you're not that familiar with her work, go check her out right now. She is a phenomenal singer. She will have this incredible legacy that will live on for, I would say, forever. She is so good. She was so good, and it's such a tragedy that she's no longer with us. Well, on that sad note, I think that's all we have time for right now. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. for my 7th episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing 3 more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.